everyone. Thanks for listening. This is Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and this week's show, we're going to be centering it around the theme of prayers of gratitude. And today, specifically, I wanted to talk about what you can pray for, whether it's praying for something you need, or praying for an answer to a specific problem or question, or even praying for the needs of others. Maybe you're praying for something like guidance. So there are some valuable resources for you online that I wanted to mention. Mormon.org, it's a great place where you can learn more about the Mormon Church or simply just learn more about Christianity or religion in general. And it's also a great place to ask questions about something that's been on your mind. So if there's something you've really been pondering about, you can place that question and ask it, and actually somebody will respond to it because there are missionaries that will respond live there in real time. There's a missionary chat option. So I think that's pretty neat. You can also read the answers and replies from other people around the world who have responded to those very same questions. So definitely a neat resource. And it's also a very simple and clean website and super easy to navigate. And my favorite part of it are the personal stories and profiles that offer insight into a variety of average people from different walks of life all over the world. And they share their testimony of God and of Christ and how religion is a big part of their lives. So there's a section on Mormon.org that asks, in what ways have your prayers been answered? And there are some really awesome answers from normal people about what they prayed for. And here are a couple of their answers I wanted to share with you. So Kylie Allen Daly, he answered, there have been more than one occasion at different times where my close friends were dealing with different emotional struggles. And I spent many late nights over the phone with them talking about their problems, providing as much comfort and support as I could. And each time I prayed to Heavenly Father to know the things that I could say and that I could do to help them. And I testify that He answered my prayers in words and actions, and they were truly inspired by His love. I just thought that was so sweet and sincere. And another, I don't know if I want to call him reader, but another person who posted on there, his name's John, and he says, prayers are not always answered in the way that we want or think that they should be. Sometimes the answer is yes, sometimes no, sometimes later. Often it may be answered through a spouse, a friend, listening to a talk at church, or by searching the scriptures. Many times it's through a still small voice of the Holy Ghost. I just think that's a really good reminder for all of us that sometimes prayers just don't necessarily go the way that we want them to, but there's always an answer there if we're able to really tune in and look for it. Another correspondent, her name's Jordan, and she said, prayer is an important part of my life. When I pray for answers to questions, those questions are most often answered by a feeling of peace or rightness. Peace or rightness. I often find answers to questions by reading my scriptures or listening to the words of the prophet, that's the LDS prophet, as sometimes those answers don't come for weeks or even months, but they do come. I've found that it's important to pray for answers with patience and with faith. Another good reminder, I think, that it takes patience and it's not always immediate. Another correspondent, Bethany, answered, just recently, I was going through a rough patch in my life. I was so busy with schoolwork and extracurricular activities that I would often be up late at night and wake up early, resulting in exhaustion. I prayed for weeks for strength and peace, but didn't find my answer immediately, but I knew that Heavenly Father wouldn't forsake me. I continued to pray and cry to my Heavenly Father to feel His love or to know that I was being watched over. After some time, I was walking outside and I had an overwhelming feeling come over me. There were no words to describe it. There wasn't a thought, but there came a warmth that grew in my chest. At that moment, tears came to my eyes and I smiled. I knew that he had heard my prayers. I knew that he was looking after me and that my burden wasn't for me to carry alone. He had been watching over me all this time, but I had to be patient and diligent. Sometimes one prayer is enough, but my Heavenly Father knew that I had to grow through this experience before he could answer my prayer. I think we've all felt that way, right? That, come on, when is this trial going to end? Or when are we going to find some relief? But I love the way that she put it, that sometimes one prayer is enough, but that Heavenly Father knew that she had to go through this experience to learn from it and grow from it, which isn't always fun. So thank you so much for listening. You can share your thoughts with me, of course, on our Facebook page. That's the most immediate way to reach me. And I'm going to leave you today with the song More Holiness Give Me by the BYU Men's Chorus. This program, of course, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Thank you so much for listening.